Praised be Jesus and Mary. The gospel today makes three related points that we'll just briefly look at in this little reflection. First, that our Lord is preparing an eternal dwelling place for us in heaven. Second, that we know the way to get there. And third, that the way is simple, it's Christ himself. Considering these points, we won't re-mention them again. We'll just briefly try to cover them. It's important to remember, as we consider today's gospel, it's important to remember that though there will be a great difference between life in heaven and life as we know it on earth, we can't even imagine what awaits us in heaven. Though there is a difference, there's also a continuity of life. Continuity because it will be our very own selves who one day hope to enter into heaven, possess those dwelling places, enter into those dwelling places that our Lord is preparing. It'll be us, the way we arrive at the moment of passage from earth, from time to eternity. It'll be us, the way we arrive at the moment of death. It'll be the way we are at that moment, not the way we wish we were at that moment, not the way we know we should have been at that moment, but the way we are, the way we prepare ourselves. And supernatural life will begin at that moment. It won't be a rupture. Earthly life won't just be crumpled and thrown away and we'll start all over again after that. No, there will be a continuity in our identity. Second, there will be continuity in the life itself that we live. Not in the biological life, but in the supernatural life. Life in heaven is a continuation of life on earth in the sense that it's a continuation of the supernatural life that we live on here. On earth, as Christians, in a state of grace, we share in the life of God himself. And in heaven, we will do the same, but we will share in that life, in the fullness of that life. And that's what we will be doing for all eternity, sharing a life of Christ, of God himself. And the intensity of that participation depends also on the intensity of our love for Christ on earth. We're given this one chance, this one earthly life, to love God with our whole heart. And the intensity of that love with which we end our lives on earth will then determine in a way, in a proportionate way, the intensity of our love for God for all eternity. We know that in heaven we will love God with our whole heart, but the size of that heart, so to speak, the capacity for love is determined on earth. The love for Christ that we achieve on earth is the love that we'll take for all eternity with us to heaven. And purgatory doesn't make us grow in love. It's God's mercy that purifies us from all imperfections and attachments, but it doesn't make our hearts, so to speak, increase in size or in love. It purifies us from imperfections, but it doesn't make us grow in love. Earth is the time for that. So the way, concluding now, the way to prepare, to enter and to take possession of those dwelling places Christ is preparing for us in heaven, is to lead a serious Christian life on earth, to know our Lord, to imitate our Lord, believe in our Lord, and above all, to love our Lord with our whole heart. We know the way to get there, and Christ himself is that way. Let's make sure that we spend our lives loving him with our whole heart. A Franciscan saint once said it, and this concludes it all. On this earth, let us seek to become saints, to love God with our whole heart, because it's the only intelligent use of life. Praised be Jesus and Mary.